As Leia and the others approached, Han stood and laid out his plan in less than 10 seconds. When he finished, Jaina asked,
"Dad, are you sure you should be one of the ones pulling the pods? Without the Force, you'll be vulnerable enough."
"That's why I'm going last. By the time I start to cross, there won't be anyone left shooting."
Han checked his chrono.
"Enough talk. Just remember, don't stop for anything. Get to the extraction point, get aboard, and get going."
He nodded to Nitua and Seth, who immediately ignited their lightsabers and charged onto the catwalk. A storm of colored bolts rained down on them from the balconies. Instead of leaping into an acrobatic routine, the two Jedi remained on foot, intentionally drawing fire, their blades weaving glowing spheres of color about their heads as they batted bolts aside. Han and the two Solo women made good use of the tactic. Han armed stun grenades and tossed them out into the atrium, and Leia, or Jaina, immediately sent them flying at the guards, who had revealed their positions by attacking. By the time the two Jedi Knights were halfway across the bridge, the blaster fire had faded to a drizzle. Han tapped Jaina on the shoulder.
"You and your Keel are next. Go!"
Jaina tossed her blaster aside and launched herself from the hatch, snatching her lightsaber off her belt and activating it mid-stride. Unlike Nitua and Seth, she merely held the blade at a high guard, flicking it back and forth almost leisurely whenever one of the remaining snipers gathered enough courage to take a shot and risk the flurry of bolts that Han and Leia sent flying back at him. As soon as Jaina had advanced 4 meters onto the bridge, Yakiel ushered R2-D2 and C-3PO through the hatch and started to herd them across. Despite C-3PO's predictions of doom and certain destruction, the sniper fire dwindled to nothing after Yakiel batted aside a single bolt. When the droids reached the halfway point on the bridge, Han let his repeating blaster dangle from its shoulder strap and rose. He shot a smirk across at Leia, then turned toward the carbonite pods hovering on their repulsor lifts.
"See? Nothing to it."
A deafening chorus of clangs reverberated through the storage bunker as all of its hatches slammed shut simultaneously. Han spun back around to find Leia sitting on the deck grating, her hands braced behind her and her mouth hanging agape. She was staring dead ahead, where an oily Durasteel panel now blocked their only escape route. Leia slowly turned a pair of angry brown eyes in his direction.
"You just had to say it."
"It's not my fault,"
Han said, stabbing a finger against a button on the control panel. When the hatch remained closed, he added,
"R2 didn't say anything about Chin changing her mind."
"My guess is someone helped her,"
Leia said. She rose and stepped over to examine the hatch.
"That's a Teradium shield alloy. It's going to take forever to cut through it."
"Yeah, well, we don't have forever."
Han checked his chrono.
"We've got 60 seconds.
Leia's brow furrowed.
"You don't think they would leave without..."
She let the sentence trail off, then shook her head.
"Forget it. They don't have a choice."
Han nodded.
"That news van doesn't have armor or weaponry. They have to take off without us, or get shot down."
"I'll let them know."
Leia activated her throat mic, then frowned.
"But not with this thing. The signal neutralizer is back on. We've lost the comm link."
Her eyes grew distant and unfocused as she reached out in the Force, most likely to Jaina, with whom she had the strongest connection. Han took the chance to glance around the bunker, searching for any means of escape Chin might have overlooked. It was eerily silent inside the bunker, and only dimly lit. The blinking status lights on all those thousands of carbonite pods made him think of a Coruscant skylane at dusk. The temperature was not uncomfortable yet, but he knew it was cold enough to cause hypothermia within a few hours.